Black Conflux is a coming-of-age tale set in small-town Newfoundland in the 1980s. It's the story of Jackie and Dennis, two lives that run parallel for much of the film. Jackie is dealing with the trials of adolescence and her emerging womanhood. Dennis is having issues with his psyche, and their stories intersect at the film's end. It stars Canadian actors Ella Ballantyne and Ryan McDonald, and was directed by Nicole Dorsey. Nicole Dorsey is a Canadian filmmaker now based in Los Angeles, where she has directed commercials for numerous companies, including Nike and Red Bull and many others. She joins us on the line from LA. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Now, you won the Irving Averich Award for Emerging Director at the Toronto International Film Festival a few years ago. Now you have your film, Black Conflux, playing at TIFF. Does this feel like a homecoming of sorts?
Oh, yeah, it really does. I think that, all my family and friends are in Toronto, and it is a Canadian film. So having been in LA for 3 years, it feels good to come back to premiere the film there.
Now, the film is set in Newfoundland, and you live in Los Angeles, but you have a direct connection. What is the strong connection to Newfoundland?
I do. I have family out there. My mom has brothers and sisters, and her biological father is from Newfoundland. So I don't know if I felt this strange calling to the rock, but I went there in 2010 first, where I, sort of went hitchhiking myself, got a lay of the land, and was sort of struck by a story I wanted to tell. And I went back there in 2014, and I made a short film called Dennis, which is kind of the precursor to the feature.
And what was it about being there? I mean, it really is a magical place. If you've never been to Newfoundland, it is unlike almost anywhere else in the world. And I guess maybe I just answered my own question, but what was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I think that it's a place that landscape-wise, you have these huge cliffs and ocean fronts and rivers everywhere. And rivers are a big, theme within the film. And these smaller communities, I mean, it's much more of a global place now in St. John's. But in many ways, there are these insular communities that have their own culture, which is really beautiful and wonderful. And with the story I wanted to tell, we could play into a lot of that and in more of the, areas off the, city grid, we were able to tell a period piece as well, which worked.
I'm speaking with Nicole Dorsey. Her film Black Conflux is playing at the Toronto International Film Festival this year. This is your first feature. Why do a period piece as your first feature? Because there are so many details that you have to deal with. The shoes have to be right. Every little detail, the cars, everything. Why choose to set this in the 1980s?
Well, clearly I wanted a challenge for myself. there's a lot of very strong themes within the film. And I think with the issues such as masculinity and femininity and identity and all these things that make its way into Black Conflux, it's a lot easier, I think, to reflect on the past when we think about the present. And so for me, a period piece made sense to look at current day issues by understanding the historical context for them. So of course it was super fun, obviously, to work in that period for production design, wardrobe, hair, all of those reasons. Mm-hmm. But it was very story based, that choice.
Well, and the themes that you're exploring here are not just specific to Newfoundland. The film is very specific in its setting and all that, but the themes are really universal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, it's a relevant conversation right now. And I think Jackie's journey is not specific to somebody who grows up on an island in Eastern Canada. I really think a lot of her character is based from my own experiences. And I think her coming of age is very universal.
Yeah, it's all about life being an ever-changing and evolving thing, even though in the moment it might seem, I don't know, overwhelming or stuck in time, it will change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Your cast, except for the leads, are all from Newfoundland and the crew. Why was that important to you?
Well, we did have a few others, like Luke Billick and Sophia Bonsoff, I think, right? So a couple others came from Toronto. And Marie Devignon, our DP, is from Montreal, and Melanie Garros is from Toronto. But we did have a lot of keys. I mean, we had a huge cast. I think there's 39 in total or something.
Right.
But I wanted to work locally, too, because, again, I think there's a lot of talent out there and not a ton shoots in Newfoundland. So we were able to just paint a really authentic story by including people from the island.
And there is a thriving arts community there, and a tradition of storytelling, and a tradition of people who are, you know, I'm from the East Coast as well, people who are animated when they speak. They're natural born performers almost.
Absolutely. I've shot a lot of places, and I've never quite had the same support from a community like I've had in Newfoundland. Even when I was back there in 2014 to shoot the short, it's amazing. You know, we had a lot of period cars, obviously, in the film. And so I went to car shows and just gave my business card to people, and people wanted to participate. I think there is a real love for the arts and a real support of it out there.
Were there challenges from shooting there? The thing about the East Coast is that if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes because it will change. And was there any of that while you were shooting?
I mean, we shot in September, which is known as the best month in Newfoundland for weather. So we got very lucky. I mean, one night we did have a bit of a, not a true hurricane, but it felt like one. Mm-hmm. So there was that. And of course, you know, shipping in equipment, or if you need a specific set piece or something, that can prove challenging as well. But I don't know. We had a really amazing team, so we were able to kind of roll with the punches.
And when do you hop on a plane and get back here to Toronto?
I fly on the 3rd. I'm going to be in the filmmakers lab this year as well. So
oh,
I'll
great.
Start that on the 4th. Yeah.
And it's funny, while you were, you know, going to school at Ryerson, could you have imagined having a film at TIFF, or does it seem inevitable to you that you would have a film at TIFF?
You know, I had big dreams, but I wasn't quite sure how I'd get there.
Right.
So, this does, kind of back to the beginning of our conversation, it does feel like a homecoming for that reason, too.
Nicole, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad we were able to tell people about the film. The movie is called Black Conflux. It's playing at the Toronto International Film Festival this year. Check your local listings. Check tiff.net for all the details. You can find out how you can see this wonderful film.